Well, each one is special because it's important.
Yeah.
This one is unique. One can argue that every presidential election is unique into itself, but this is particularly unique for a whole host of reasons.
All things considered, are there any other elections that you can remember covering that felt this exciting or that you enjoyed covering?
Well, the record shows that as a professional journalist, when it comes to politics, I excite easily. So I'm generally excited about it. But I take the spirit and substance of your question. The closest in modern times would be the election of 1960, which wound up to be John Kennedy, later assassinated as president, while he was president, versus Richard Nixon in the 1960 campaign, which John Kennedy won. It created similar kind of excitement, particularly among young people. A lot of what is now described as excitement has to do with Barack Obama not only being relatively young at age 46, but he talks young. I mean that as a compliment. So the 1960 campaign is a blood relative of what we have going now. Relatives.
Why did you decide to come to California rather than the other states that are they're having their elections today?
Following reasons. First of all, I'm a go there, be there, walk the ground reporter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not arguing that's the best way to be a reporter, but it's my way and something I'm deeply committed to.
Yeah.
In California, to use a phrase that I think was originated by John Mitchell, who was the campaign manager for Richard Nixon in 1968, California is the big enchilada.
Mm-hmm.
We have 24 states, 43 races, but none anywhere near as important as California. California could be decisive on one or both of the sides, Republican and Democrat.
Do you think that by the end of the day we'll know who is going to be the nominees for each party?
I do not. But that's a prediction, and you should know that when it comes to reporting what has happened and what is happening, I hope and believe that I'm at least fair.
Yeah.
Okay. When it comes to predicting what's going to happen, record shows I'm not very good.
I don't think many people can be, though.
No. I think it may be a bit clearer on the Republican side than on the Democratic side when we finally know what the results are from the day. But I've changed my opinion, and most reporters have changed their opinion, from believing that this so-called Mega Tuesday would probably settle, for all intents and purposes, both campaigns, Republican and Democrat. Another example of how often we've been wrong, we reporters, when we try to predict what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't see it.
Well, I thank you so much for taking your time out. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's a joy to be here, and quite a pleasure to talk to you, Laura. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr.
Thank you
Rather.
Very much. Thank you.